The epitome of the world, to me, how absurd it is the fact that everyone wears jeans.
Yeah.
I don't want to paint too much of a picture, but everything is just squished in the wrong way, dude.
You have this business, and if you leave, like, one step too early, then the foundation has cracks in it. So once you leave, like, the cracks start getting wider and wider. You move on to the next one, so we're, like, shorts to the next level. Then we move on to the next, which is email. And, like, there's now more weight on the foundation that already has cracks, and that starts to crumble.
Every time the business runs well, within a month, it immediately runs poorly. It's just this zoop, zoop, zoop. Welcome to the Smart Nonsense Podcast, where we talk about smart nonsense. I don't know what we talk about today. I'm straight up depressed.
Oh no, Pop. It's usually post intro. I usually take the intro and then you take the nose dive down. Shouldn't have let you take the intro. That's
I
my
know.
Bad.
I tried to suck it up, but immediately, dude. Here's what didn't help.
Come on, it's Monday. Monday's the best day.
It should be, but it's a holiday, so I'm all juju'd out. I'm wearing jeans, dude. You commented I'm wearing jeans.
Oh no. He's wearing jeans. Can't be good.
Here's what I don't get, dude. How does the whole, like, the epitome of the world to me, how absurd it is the fact that everyone wears jeans.
Yeah.
It's the worst clothing choice. Like, I don't want to paint too much of a picture, but everything is just squished in the wrong way, dude. I hate every part of this. The material doesn't feel good. It doesn't stretch. It's like,
that's because you're not a working man.
You can work in these, dude. I'd work in my Lulus.
Well, people aren't working in skin tight jeans. Those are slim straight.
All right, maybe that's the problem.
But, I work in straight, not slim straight, just straight.
But like, and even the nice material, dude, it's not.
It's tear proof. We got to do a short on denim, Pop.
What do you mean? Everyone has fucking torn jeans. That was the style like 3 years ago.
Yeah, but like, riveted jeans were like the workman's pant because they were cheap, they were durable.
And now,
you know. I don't know. People
what person's working
before
on their knees, dude? Nobody. Makes no sense. So I'm fed up, dude. I might radicalize.
I must work on my knees because I do have an extra patch on my knee. You see that?
I don't, but
you
I'll believe
this?
It.
There's a whole no. extra patch. I got
like
double layer knees.
Away from me.
I got double layer knees. Bring it up, Pop.
No, this isn't going to be a tea episode, dude. This is the Debbie Downer, the pessimist.
Where you
I got
to
get it all out, dude. Where have I been, dude? I haven't left my house all weekend.
Oh, wait, hold on. Because you told me over the weekend you were watching back the All In Summit Debbie Downer Cynicism
oh,
Pessimism
suck,
podcast.
Dude. When we're negative, it's
so here
the
we
worst.
Are, Monday morning.
Well,
negative
sometimes
Nelly.
You can't avoid it, dude.
With this
sometimes
jeans,
you can't.
Slim straight jeans.
Well, yeah, I've just had my belt buckle and everything just undone. Like I'm fucking homeless. No, never again, dude.
What happened? You go to one meeting, you die?
I go to one meeting, I die. I'm partially sick too. I'm stuffed up. That doesn't help. I die. It's just, dude, there's too much. I don't really want to like air out all the tea. It was a good meeting, dude. This guy, Jay Alto, he's a YouTube guy. He started in like thumbnails. That's how he got his edge. And then, it was a great meeting. I just got back and I'm like, dude, what's the point of life? Like,
yeah,
I started getting existential because, all right, here's the fucking elephant in the room, dude, is, we were riding a high. We're riding a high because we thought the business was running well. That's pretty much every time the business runs well, within a month, it immediately runs poorly. It's just this zoop, 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 whee, woo. And we're on the woo, but it's like the saddest of the troughs, at least for me.
It's because in our business, we don't have a predictable sales cycle. In fact, we don't have one at all. And so what happens is we brute force our way to maximum business. And then we get to maximum business. We come on the pod and we're like, we did it. We figured it out. We're rich. And in doing so, we stop. We stop everything in the business. We stop any semblance of a sales cycle we have because our team's maxed out and we weren't hiring new team members. So we weren't placing new clients. And then we just have a big...
Placing new clients is the issue.
So yeah.
We got available editors now.
No, well, now we do, but we didn't. We, like a month ago when we maxed out, we're like, we maxed out and we're like turning people away.
Or, kind of thing. I didn't know that.
No, but it's that mentality. It's like, we don't need to do anything because we're maxed out.
I don't know. I don't think our approach changed at all. It was just like we hit the wait list and then we ran out of the wait list and like nothing changed in terms of being able to sell new people.
Yeah, because we didn't do anything sales cycle wise.
Yeah, I guess the point is we never should have celebrated anything because our sales hasn't changed in the last year. We've just done nothing. Here's my big like fucking thing, and it shouldn't bother me. It should bother you more than me, but like, what really sucks is when we suddenly have like five different balls in the air that we're trying to juggle and like none of them are going well. And it's like we kick off the daily newsletter. At least I was like, daily is going to be easy because we're already like writing shorts, just repurpose them easily. Then we like hire three illustrators who are amazing to do it. We kind of like burn out in the process of hiring them because we had 1,000 applications. And then we're just like, wow, fucking, this is really hard. We got to find a writer. Impossible to find a writer. And now we're like writing this email ourselves, which is like pretty low leverage. We're not shooting shorts, which is the one thing we're good at. We're trying to do like daily podcasts just because I enjoy daily podcasts, but like that doesn't move any needle. And then there's no sales. So the business is like literally losing money every month and like on the road to bankruptcy again. If it's not quite a week away, like usually, but it's like, a month to 2 months where it's like just a lot of balls, dude. And like, oh, it's so frustrating. And now like we try and hire a writer and we don't hire a writer, but end up with like five amazing animators. And it's like,
well, it's like, but you can't hire.
I want to hire them.
Right. Right.
But which I want to do because that's the one thing that's working. The one thing we know works every time is we make a short. And it's animated and it gets a million views minimum. It's like, that's fucking magic on it.
But it's not monetized, right?
Yeah.
Which is also like, kind of a silly thing. It's like, we have this huge audience, but it's not monetized.
And one thing I want to do is like have shorts go to the pod because I think that can grow the things. I don't know, dude. I just like, it's just like everything all at once. I think like, it's just a different kind of, I mean, maybe you don't feel this as much, but like, it's like an overwhelm or something. It's kind of like if you're an employee and you're feeling down, it's like, oh, you feel down, but like at the end of the day, no matter what you do this week, you're going to get a paycheck. And like, we're kind of the same way, but like, it feels like the paycheck is also like, oh fuck, we're not going to be able to pay ourselves this month. Not necessarily like I don't feel that like it's just like double whammy anytime anything goes bad.
Yeah.
So it's like I don't know. It's like a lot of potential and we're not doing any of it.
That's the thing with owning something is you get and like having your name on something like a brand, you get all of the upside, but you're also tapped into like all of the downside and all of the stress. So it's like each of these I think we said it on a pod, but we kind of launched each of these things you're talking about one step too early. It's like we left Clipped to do shorts before there was a inbound, like a sales cycle in place. And then shorts are going really well. And it's almost like this thing I've been hearing about risk appetite with entrepreneurs. It's like as soon as you're, it's like maybe it was in Isaacson's book. But it's like as soon as you like get to somewhere good, that like the risk that you've been want, you know what I'm trying to say? It's like As soon as we get close to something good, we're like, no, we're not getting enough risk. And so you go and you start something else because you want that thrill. I forget what it was from.
I'm not sure. I don't know if we're chasing risk. I don't really know. But I think what happened, so it's basically like you have this business, and if you leave like one step too early, then the foundation has cracks in it. And so you leave and you're trying to build this second layer, but the foundation has cracks. So once you leave, like the cracks start getting wider and wider. And now you're on the second level and you're like, okay, I'm ready. I'm done with this level. And you move on to the next one. So we're like short to the next level. Then we move on to the next, which is email. And like each one has its own cracks. And like there's now more weight on the foundation that already has cracks. And that starts to crumble. When that starts to crumble, everything else crumbles. And that's just like what my brain feels like right now. It's just like fucking crumbling.
Yeah, it's a pretty good way to put it. Which is why I think we know we have to go back down to the foundation. That's what we've been talking about for a week. We're like, we need to surge on sales in the sense that like we need to go back down to the foundation, figure this out at that level before anything else can proceed.
Yeah. But like the problem is we can't really do that because now we have all these levels that now depend on us.
Right.
Like the three illustrators that would do nothing if we stopped the email, which we could totally stop it. But now we just have like $5,000 a month and three people that would be doing nothing, or we have to invent jobs for them. And then we have like a salesperson that we thought would like come and help with sales, but they're not doing anything. So now we have to invent a job for them. It's like, I don't know. Or like the shorts team. Like if we don't do shorts, then we have another 5 to 10 people that are just doing nothing. It's like, right. It just feels like fuck, now there's infrastructure here. If we go back down to the base, it's like, granted, it's not hard. Like all we know, we just have to make like one sick ad, YouTube ad. Granted, we don't really know how ads work, but like, I don't think
it's even that hard. That's like a whole thing. I've been talking to Linky all morning. It's just like, it's not as trivial as we think.
Yeah.
It's a whole process with iterations and targeting people, and it's a whole thing. So we got to figure it out, Pop.
So I don't know, dude. It's like, I think it's one of those things that's not, nothing's like bad. It's just like overwhelm, like a static chronic overwhelm. That's like, I don't know. It's just like anxiety because we're not doing any one thing well. But that's no big deal. I think, yeah, in retrospect, it's kind of like, I don't know. Obviously, the situation was different, but like, I don't know. Everyone was preaching like email makes sense. Like you control that. But really at the end of the day, like I think with the algorithm, like we could be a lot less scared that the algorithm is no longer going to like us, because we know like Family Guy and Simpsons has been ripping for like 20 years. Like Disney has been ripping forever on animated shorts. Like,
yeah, but they don't really have a middleman. Like those shows you said have network TV, but that's effectively like, that's like being on email is being on TV.
Yeah. I guess
no technology.
Probably my whole world would change if we just had a writer. So it's kind of like hard to like change your decisions, but like we just didn't think it'd be this hard to write like we do. And I think that eats away.
It's specifically the newsletter.
But the newsletter would make shorts easier because then we just show up and shoot those and they just get done.
Yeah.
I really don't want to like do anything business related. I think we both don't actually like the business, like the business side of things, at least.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a means to an end, and we don't have. Like, no, it's not the best way to monetize what we do. Like, my point is, I think if our content was monetized in a different way, we would choose that over Clipped, the business. But we don't have that. But yet, no, it's. I think so much of it is the writing. It's burnt out from writing because I'll write for like, well, yeah, right, I don't know. Right. But I'll write for like 2 hours a morning, and it's hard to do anything after that because it's so creative. It just like saps your brain.
Well, that was kind of like my meeting today. I just got back and I'm like, I can't bring any energy to the podcast. Well, I don't want to bring it depressive, dude. Oh, I will say, dude. So, you know, well, plus what doesn't help is like, I don't know. I did have hockey yesterday, but like, I don't know. I was just like in my room by myself all weekend. And I was like, oh,
that's not good. Pop.
Not good. I did try and go to the gym though and sit in the hot tub and like listen to podcasts. And dude, one issue is
we got to get you a hobby.
No, I mean, I played hockey. I like that. That keeps me alive. But my team's so shitty, dude. It's so tough. It's like half the guys don't know how to skate. And I'm like, what are you doing here? So I just, it's like literally the game just depends on me every time. And then if I don't play well, the team loses.
It's parallel to entrepreneurship. It comes right over from the third level, all dependent on him.
This is a little nugget. I don't know. What's the point of this nugget, dude? But I was in the hot tub just listening to my podcast. This woman comes over and she's like, she looks at me and I'm in the hot tub just enjoying it. And she goes, she's like, do you mind if I put on the Jets? And I'm like, no. And she looks at me and she's like, she couldn't figure out what the fuck no meant. Like, because I kind of said it like, sorry, dude. This doesn't work. I think it's just a terrible question.
You had to give her a no, I
no,
don't
I don't
mind.
Mind.
Or but yes, like, I do mind.
Right. People are kind of used to being like, oh, yeah, it's totally fine. Like, they're used to like the affirmative, like, yeah, it's cool. Like, you can put on the Jets. But I just gave her a no, which was like the actual answer. But like, her mind just blew up. And I was like, this question happens a lot where it's like, do you mind? Do you mind is just a terrible question. You can never answer it right.
Do you mind? No. Yeah, yeah.
But no ambiguous. Sounds like you're shooting the person down. So it's like, well, fucking you reverse.
Wow, he can't win. There's no threat in which he
was
can
that
win.
Supposed to be optimist? I mean, fuck. The only time we're like winning is on Twitter for being Mr. Negative. Although I did have a positive thread.
No, that's a lose. I Colin and Samir posted on YouTube that they were gonna be doing they're going to release a course on, like, I don't know, starting a YouTube business or something. And the whole comment section was just like, this is a terrible idea. What are you doing? And I guess I was taking a poop at the time and I saw that and I just fired off in the comment section. The world doesn't need another course, specifically in this domain. And I thought nothing of it. I just went to work. And then I saw somebody on Twitter later that day posting a screenshot of their thing. He was doing a breakdown of Colin and Samir announcing this course. My comment was at the top, 250 likes. I was like, oh, Mr. Negative.
Negative Nell, dude.
Gotta get out of there.
How do we get out? I don't know. Really, how we get out is we sell, and then it's like, okay, at least that problem.
Oh,
it's
no.
like the Maslow. It's like, let's just get that out of the way. But we don't really want to sell. It kind of feels like, I feel like we're like 90 years old, or at least I do. And I'm like, you're trying to get me to do a startup again? I don't want to do a startup. But it's really not that hard. I just got to quit bitching. But it's like, sometimes you're just not in the mood. You're not in the mood. And now we have like, I got to go through like 200 applications. And kind of like the problem is the last week I've just been going through applications and like, basically, the one thing we're trying to hire for, we can't find any of. And I just have like literally 800 applications for roles that we can't afford. So it's like, what the fuck am I wasting my time on right now? But it's like, I'm not really wasting my time. It's just like weird distance everywhere. And I'm just like spiraling.
Oh, no.
Did you have anything positive?
No. Well, I did. I did. And then we went all the way down to the depths.
Okay. Well, that'll make the title and thumbnail easy. Fucking rock bottom.
Garden Rock bottom.